Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
He and Lodge and Warrior Hargreaves all over 100 metres for the Roosters forwards. Now Radley gives it on to Kiri. Quick hands to Tedesco. Floats a pass. Oates caught out cold. And Suali plunges over. And he gets on the scoreboard with a try. Well, they had been dying to expose Corey Oates. It took him 76 minutes, and that was delectable, 34-16.
Yeah, he's had another quality game, young Joe Suali, but put this down to the ball from Tedesco. It's just great play there. The Roosters' spine linking up together. It's clearly Tedesco, Cleary, and obviously Radley digging into the line. But what about this last pass class from James Tedesco? Wow. Oh, the Harbour Bridge style. He nearly got caught out the one before with Corey Oates getting an intercept, or nearly getting an intercept. But make no mistake, this time he lands it straight into the breadbasket of Suali, who goes over, and he's pretty happy with that one, the young 18-year-old.
Isn't he some sort of athlete, Suali? He's been tremendous tonight out of the backfield for the Roosters. He carries so well on play two for him. You know, off kickoffs, you'll see him come in and carry on play two, just gets their sets off to, you know, fast starts. He's always fighting on the ground to try and play the ball quick, and he's just a phenomenal young player.
So, beautiful replays, the slow-mo for Harvey Norman, and he'll get a lot of tries in his first grade career, Joe Suali. Not many easier than that. All he had to do was catch it and fall over the line, and 34-16. Correct me if I'm wrong, that was the score in reverse the last time these sides played here at the SCG, so slight irony there.
Well, it's not over yet.
I understand that. Can you just let me be poetic for 2 seconds and then cut me down? For God's sake. Here's Walker. He'll probably kick this. He's been in pretty good kicking form. Although the right side a bit more problematic for him. 46% on the Fergus kick predictor. Here he comes and pulls it away. You looked at me like I wanted to finish 30. I just wanted to make that point, Wade. But no, we have to. Wade scored 4 tries in the game against France.
Oh, no, against Le France.
Le France. I think that finished 34-16 as well.
What about, please? What? What about his poetry? Speaking of poetry, last pass class. Well done. That's.
I said the on-field play defended.
That is almost
descended into chaos, but I think it's chaos in the calling room here.
Yeah. James said to be off here on, mate, when we're in the cup of tea, mate. I'm worried about that Sunday game. 14. I said that, Jimmy. They're the games we have the most fun. They're the game.
Dan, you make me sound like some sort of I don't know what. I hope I don't actually sound that way.
I know, I'm terrible with accent. Sorry.
It's all right.
As now, last pass class, though, is another. It's almost T-shirt. If we're one short in the range, that could fit.
Yeah, okay.
All right, here's Hutchison. I hope Charlie's keeping an eye on that, your podcast producer, because I keep forgetting to write them down. Here's Ben Thomas playing it as it comes out to the right, away for the 14 Watson, slipping over. And gets up, goes again, as Watson linking up with Walker. Walker is met only his third run, but he's been involved in so much tonight for the Roosters. Played to Hutchison, gets it on to Manu, holds it out in front of him, and the man he gives it to Tedesco, taken off the ball. He was taken out in spectacular fashion by Kennedy. Yeah, they're not done. They want another here, the Roosters. They're enjoying this. It's been such a hard road these last couple of years that they get a chance to really bury him. Decent team as Manu really fooled Reece Kennedy, and he just grabbed Tedesco by the back of the jumper and flung him to the ground. Here they come, the Roosters. Warrior, is that Warrior Hargreaves? No, that's not, can't be. He's off. That's Ben Thomas. Gee, from a certain angle, he looks the same. Much younger, but similar body type and haircut. Now, here's Terrell May. We get to see his purple underwear as he's dragged down. His shorts are useless. Front of the post, 5 away. Hutchison to the right. Away it goes as Thomas hits a hard line off the Hutchison pass, or Watson pass, and he's put down. Hutchison gets it. Now to Butcher. Butcher pops it back to Hutchison. Hutchison has a go. Oh, Kennedy almost got him high again.
Manu.
Last tackle. Manu. In fact, 5th tackle. Manu decides not to run, which is rare as it's fired out to the left wing to Tupou, and He has to swipe to the ground to make sure he hauls it in, which he does. So on the last, Walker, high kick, coming down about 5 metres out. Omanu was bumped out of it, I think, okay, as it's on the ground, kicked ahead by Oates. It's going to be picked up by Tedesco. This is trouble. Tedesco, oh, he pinned the ears back at his drag. Down. Oates played at that. How could that be a changeover? Anyway, there's 35 seconds to go. Please, please, Roosters, they can't challenge. The challenges, thank goodness, are wrapped up.
Yeah, you know what, Dan? Don't you, you just got to sometimes just admire how the Roosters just continue to play. There's nothing to play for here. The game's over. Scoreboard-wise, there's, what, a minute left. And one of the best players in the world, James Tedesco, is still putting himself about. Another one, Joey Manu, still just wanting to compete and have fun and score points. It's great to watch.
Well, they've got themselves in their own Supercoach team, so they're just trying to break up. Oh, he's a steal. There's two in the tackle. Connor Watson is blowing up. There was a player tackling Arse's legs. So Brisbane might get one play before we're done. Emma Lawrence, I've got to say, has done bugger all for us tonight. We've crossed her about three times. She'll go and do some interviews after this. Are you there, Em?
Sorry.
Oh, that's all right.
I am. I was talking to producer Charlie. Yes. Was I coming through on the mic?
No, no, you're fine. I was just saying, we've come to you bugger all times tonight, so we'll make you earn a bit of money to do some interviews. Here we go. Well, one of them might have you visiting HR, one of those crosses. But anyway, here's a little grubber kick that is knocked on, and that's it. And we can pack it up and go home. Roosters 34-16. So the Roosters are almost there. They're almost into the finals yet again. Their 11th win of the year and their fourth straight win. And they've scored plenty of points in this four-week run as well. 150 points in 4 weeks. They stay seventh, but they get closer to Parramatta, certainly Brisbane and Melbourne, all on 26. And for now, they overtake South Sydney. South play the Warriors on Saturday on the Sunshine Coast. So now the Roosters have to see who overtakes them and who puts a bit of distance on them. But they've done all they can this week. 34-16. Broncos lose their second in a row. Got to be careful. They've only won three of their last seven. They got Newcastle next week. That, I tell you what, if they don't win that, then the alarm bells will be going off. But they're just one win away from absolutely locking in a final spot. Top four, though, much harder. Much harder for the Broncos tonight. So it's a pretty ordinary result for them as they stay on 26 competition points. Tries for the Roosters, 2 to Butcher. Crichton scored, so did Kiri, Suali at the end, and Momorowski. And for Brisbane, a double to Oates. And Kurt Capewell, he tried hard. He scored as well. So pretty comprehensive win for the Roosters. 18-0 they led after 18 minutes, and they weren't really troubled. Joe Suali with you, Emma Lawrence.
Thank you, Dan. Yes, Joseph Suali, congratulations. How good did that feel? A convincing win here at home.
The go four in a row. Oh, God. the go four in a row is, back into the season, we knew we needed to get them wins, and to go four in a row and get the win at home is, it was good.
It's been a very, very good month of footy, and everyone's saying, oh, gee, they're real premiership contenders. What's the belief like in this squad at the moment?
Yeah, especially at the Roosters, we play for premierships, and that's the standard. So, every time we put on a jersey, we know we want to win, obviously, and try to get to that GF. And, yeah, we've got full confidence and belief that we're going to make it to GF.
Your teammate, Victor Radley, was cut open not once but twice. Just talk to me about how tough he is.
Yeah, he's one of the toughest people I know. I don't know, he's crazy in the head, honestly. If that was me getting hit in the head, I think I would have been off straight away and sitting in the change room. So, yeah, no, Radley is a special person, a good bloke off the field, and, he's a bloody tough bastard. I don't know if I'm about to say that, but he's bloody tough.
You know what, we're going to let you say that. What about James Tedesco? Another almost 200 metres from him, a fancy tap on early in the first half. He's just a freak.
Yeah, oh, yeah, obviously James is James. He does that week in, week out. He does that training. He's crazy. Yeah, he's the best. He's the best in the game. So, yeah, to be playing outside of him is pretty special.
Was it nice for you to finish off with a meat pie yourself?
Yeah, I was trying to get the ball the whole game out there. And when James got me the ball, and just happy to get over the line. So, that was good.
You're a pleasure to watch. It's been so great to see you develop. Good luck for the rest of the season, Joseph.
Thanks, Emma.
Thank you, Joe Suali, with Emma Lawrence there. I wouldn't worry, Joe. Emma said much worse tonight. Triple M rocking the footy. As Triple M doing it for Remo Water and for Maccas. With James Graham, Wade Graham. Good job by Emma as usual, and we'll talk to her over the weekend. Ream with over 80 years manufacturing in Australia, and Maccas, you can bring home a winner this game day with it. Well, it doesn't have to be game day, with a free Maccas glass. Get yours with any medium or large quarter pounder range, extra value meal at Maccas. Bizarre fact, Roosters' first win at the SCG since round 6. Now, they haven't played all that many here, but since then, they lost on Anzac Day to the Dragons. They lost to Penrith in round 11, 32-12, and they lost to Melbourne on a Saturday night during Origin period, 26-18. So, only got two more matches here. Right, who's doing the homelines.com.au 3-2-1? It is Jimmy Graham.
Yeah, so 1 point goes to Luke Carey. I thought he was fantastic tonight. A couple of try assists and a try himself.
Stop. Charlie just told me I've got to take an ad break.
All right, there we go.
You can't, when commercial interests get involved, you can't. I'm sorry, James, to interrupt
right.
you. But we have to take an ad. So everyone, just wait 3.5 minutes. You know that Luke Carey won't be getting the 3 points, but who gets the 2 and the 3? We'll find out after this. Good win for the Roosters, 34-16 over the Broncos. Triple M rocks the footy.
For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks footy.
The Roosters 34-16 over the Broncos. Broncos could be seventh by the end of the weekend. In fact, have we given the Roosters their points there? Yes, we have. But if South win and Parramatta win, yeah, Brisbane dropped to seventh. So it is worrying, James Graham and Wade Graham, the Broncos. There's no doubt they're on the slide. And it's only two in a row, but it's a bad time to have a little losing streak. And no Pat Carrigan. We saw the influence of that because their forwards were overrun in the first part of this game.
Yeah, well, the 2 points every weekend are important, but as you look at the ladder now, and to be fair, we see it every year how congested it gets right from about that, you know, fifth spot to 10th, 11th spot. There's always a number of teams fighting out for the last open spots in the finals, and again, this year, no difference. A lot of teams in the race as we head into the crunch time of the season.
Yeah, four rounds and seven games to go as well. So lots of jostling to happen. Look at South. They're eighth at the moment as we look at the ladder. They could easily finish top four, and they could just as easily miss the final. So it is nice and congested.
That's why we love this competition, the greatest competition in the world.
That's it. Oh, beautiful. Put that in a promo, Charlie. That's beautiful. All right, James Graham, 1 point to Luke Carey on the homelines.com.au. Man of the Match award.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought he played really well tonight. A couple of try assists and a try of his own. 2 points goes to Matt Lodge. I thought he was fantastic through that middle of the field and plenty of strong carries, but most importantly, quick play the balls for his team as well. But 3 points, it just keeps on giving. James Tedesco, over 200 metres, 12 tackle breaks as well. He's impossible to tackle. A couple of fantastic try assists. The try assist at the beginning of the game to set up Mavrovsky with just that baton, just the casualness, the casual nature of him. Like it was as if it was just a, you know, just passing a ball. But the detail and the level of skill and execution to pull that off, it makes it look effortless. What a player he is.
And you are right. We do start to take it a bit for granted, right? If that was any other fullback who does the tap on, we're going, oh, my God, what a great play. What a great bit of skill.
Yeah.
But then Teddy does it. It's like, oh, yeah, Teddy with the tries. It's like great play. It's just a normal great play for him.
And he never has a night off. Like, there are games where you know they know they're going to win, but he is as busy on those nights as he is on a night like tonight where they pretty much have to win. Homelines.com.au, the best and fairest when it comes to home loans. Nice job, Jimmy. Nice job, Wado. We'll be back. Maroon will be with the call tomorrow night. Melbourne and Gold Coast, and then Saturday. Either of you do Saturday. Well, you won't because you're playing. Are you doing Saturday? No,
I'm there Sunday.
Because I'm doing the Arvo game. So here and then over at Fox at 7:30. So busy day. But I will see you then. That means on Sunday.
Dr. Pepper at the ready.
The big one. Tigers and Newcastle from Campbelltown. Triple M rocking the footy. A big win for the Roosters tonight. We'll be back to do it all again tomorrow.
Triple M NRL. Game highlights.
Throws to the left to Kiri. He steps back in field, almost goes through as he dummied to Radley, just held onto by Ricky. Brisbane in trouble. Comes to Radley, gets it on Tedesco. Magnificent tap on Momorowski. Oh, ho, ho. They are switched on tonight, the Roosters. Little chip kick coming through is Butcher. And he claims it bumps off a Bronco and he's grounded it before it went dead. He's really happy. And the referee says it is a try. They're stacking the left side here, the Roosters, where Verrills goes. Away now as a crash play for Crichton, who gets over. He has just steamrolled his way over. He got a pass from Keary. Jensen now thunders his way over the 20. Met centre field. Better play the ball. Away to Turpin. Throws left here to Mann. They sit back and wait. Gives it to Capel. On the way. Such a terrific Brisbane try. Well, a bit of life. A bit of life in the visitors. That's the first time they've had a chance. And they've cashed in. Verrills to the right to Keary. Double pump. Gets it on here to Butcher. Butcher drags him to the line. He gets over. And I think he gets this down. He's got a double. Walt is providing for the number 16 in Corey Jensen, and he's met right under the post here. You heard the ding for six more tackles. Now comes out to Reynolds on the left. Goes to Mann. Mann throws the forward pass out the road. Oates is going to score. And the referee says that's a try. Oates gets a double. Back in the game, Brisbane. Hutchison on the 20. Throws to the right to Keary. Keary dummies. It opens up for him. Beats one, beats another, and scores. He is completely bamboozled. Ezra Mann. Tass clips it back as it goes along to the Capel on the left. Dummies, goes for the line and gets there. Good effort from Hutchison. He got the Capel, but he couldn't stop him. And Brisbane get their third. Now Radley gives it on the Keary. Quick hands to Tedesco. Floats a pass. Oates caught out cold. And Suali plunges over. And he gets on the scoreboard with a try. Roosters 34-16.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.